Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
It will be an interesting day for the cattle markets due to Friday's cattle on feed report showing on feed numbers higher than estimated at the second highest numbers recorded for the month of September. Feeder cattle placement were also bearish and above trade estimates. Adding to the bearishness, some support might be seen from slightly better marketings, but that may not carry much weight. How much of this has already been factored in with the large decline since the August report remains to be seen. And it'll be an interesting day for hogs due to the hogs and pigs report being considered as bullish, with both total hog numbers and those kept for marketing below year-ago levels and trade estimates. This is somewhat bullish for the market. However, some of this may have already been factored in with the recent price increase of futures. There was a huge separation of October futures from the rest of the complex Friday as futures moved closer to cash. Now on the grains, December Kansas City wheat's down a half cent early today, even as the 7-day forecast shows moderate to heavy rains expected this week in the southern plains from Nebraska to Texas and Louisiana. The rain may delay planting progress a bit, but is much needed in the hard red winter wheat region where moderate drought conditions have recently appeared. Meanwhile, the eastern Midwest has good soil moisture available, and this week's drier forecast should allow good progress for spring red wheat planting. December corn's trading down 2.25 cents early today, a quiet start to the week with prices staying narrowly sideways in September after a week of mostly favorable harvest conditions across the Midwest. Indiana and Michigan are two exceptions where heavier rains fell, but the eastern Corn Belt is expected to be mostly dry the next 2 weeks with above normal temperatures, a good recipe for fall harvest. November soybeans trading up 0.75 cents early today with light support from higher soybean meal prices. Soybean oil prices recovered from a lower start last week to finish with a small gain, but on Monday, December palm oil, November canola, and December soybean oil are trading lower. And we'll check futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
October live cattle down 30 cents, 122.92. December down 47, 128.15. October feeder cattle up 50 cents, 157.35. November up 47, 158.57. October hogs up 252, 87.27. Kansas City wheat, December down a quarter penny, 719.75. March down 3/4, 727.75. Chicago wheat, December up 6 cents, 723.75. March up 6.25, 734.75. December corn's down 2.5, 526.75. March down 2.5, 534.5. November soybeans up 3/4 at 1285.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.